Hello, Tom.
Hello, Anne.
What have you been doing?
Oh, just sitting around, catching up with some reading.
I've had a great time. You know we're doing this assignment on... what is it?
Museums, their costs and benefits.
That's right. Well, I've been to the Sandgate Museum. It was really good. These local museums are really interesting because they connect people with the history of one special place. We all know about kings and emperors and battles and wars, but local museums tell us about the everyday lives of ordinary people, and that's why they are so important.
I'm not so sure about that. I think they are of interest, but they're so small that they can't give a true picture. They do their best.
I don't really agree. They do give a true picture, but perhaps not a full picture. It's the truth, but not the whole truth.
I think the smallness is the number one problem. Because they're small and local, they attract few visitors. That's why they have so little money. And because they have little money, they can't buy or maintain many really interesting exhibits. As a result, the shop is almost as big as the museum to try to raise money by selling souvenirs, postcards, sweets and so on.
I think they find it difficult, but not impossible. And don't forget, they get a lot of their exhibits free from local people. There was this boat, for example, that was fantastic.
Really? What was that?
There was a massive fishing boat, a real one, about 100 years old, and you could walk on it and get the feeling of what fishing in those days was really like.
Sounds quite good. But I've always found that these kinds of museums are a bit dingy. For example, the display cabinets are so dark that you can hardly see the exhibits, and the labels are sometimes difficult to read.